Unit 103. The right chamber of the heart pumps blood through the lungs, where it picks up oxygen. The blood is then transferred to the left side of the heart to begin its long, winding passage through the body. Eventually, the blood is recirculated back into the right chambers of the heart before starting its cycle over again. The heart pumps blood into the main artery, the aorta, from where it is distributed into increasingly smaller arteries until it passes through the smallest arteries, known as arterioles. From the arterioles, the blood circulates into a vast number of tiny, thin-walled structures called capillaries. Here, the blood gives up its oxygen and supplies nutrients to the body tissue. During the metabolism process, it absorbs carbon dioxide and other waste products. The blood completes its circuit by passing through small veins that merge with increasingly larger vessels until it reaches the largest veins, the inferior and superior venae cavae. These veins then return the blood to the right side of the heart before being transferred to the lungs for cleaning and restarting the circulation. Contractions of the heart muscles create the pumping action that propels the blood through the arteries and veins. Contractions of skeletal muscle also contribute to the circulation. Valves in the heart, arteries, and veins ensure the blood flows in the one direction. Circulatory system. Pump. Winding. Chamber. Pick up. Oxygen. Artery. Aorta. Arteriole. Vast. Capillary. Give up. Nutrient. Tissue. Absorb. Carbon dioxide. Metabolism. Circuit. Vein. Vessel. Inferior. Superior. Venae cavae. Vena cava. Propel. Circulation. Valve.